map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 235-30.00-58.02, portion of.
Mr. Chairman, I understand that this ordinance and the following change of zone application have been requested to be heard together. So with the chairman's permission, I will introduce both together and then summarize what we've received. So ordinance 20-08 is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel district 235, map 30, parcel 58.02, and staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. And submitted into the record for this ordinance, we have a copy of the county's exhibit map, a copy of the PLUS submission that was made to the State Planning Office, a copy of the PLUS response that was received dated January 17th, and staff would note that the ordinance seeks to change the future land use map of the county from a low density area to a commercial area. And application CZ 1929 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4653 acres more or less. Properties lying on the south side of Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.7 mile east of the intersection of Harbison Road, which is Route 5, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9. The 911 address of the parcel is 26822 Lewis Georgetown Highway, and the tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 58.02, and staff would note it is a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record for CZ 1929, we have a copy of the snap analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the same PLUS response for ordinance 20-08, and we have a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Staff would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Just to be clear for the public, that the ordinance was read into the record, and this is part and parcel of change of zone number 1929, Ryan Lehman, Matino Realty Holdings, LLC. And with that, sir, if you'll tell us who you are, you may have the floor.
My name is Ryan Lehman. I purchased the property in 2018. I own Backyard Works. So basically what we're doing, the business has grown exponentially over the past several years. So I purchased the 2 acres behind us, which would bring the property to the railroad tracks.
Right.
So what I have now is we currently have the 2 acres in the front that are zoned commercial. The other 2 acres in the back that I purchased in 2020 are zoned, I believe, AR1. So what I want to do is I want to marry the AR1, the 2 acres that I purchased back by the railroad tracks, to marry up with the front 2 acres that are zoned commercial.
Right.
Okay. So what we're going to use this for is basically inventory for the business.
Okay. All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
It's a change of zone. I understand that. Why particularly do you choose C3? Just for the record.
I leaned on that for the guidance.
Okay, that was my lead. Go ahead.
If I may, we had a discussion. Obviously, I didn't tell him which zoning district to choose from, but the concern of his was the outdoor storage of materials.
Correct.
Which is not allowed in other zoning districts. So in order to match up his wants with appropriate zoning districts in the county, C3 was an applicable one, where it allowed him to continue his business as is and allow for the outdoor storage.
Okay. Thank you. That's my only question.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
No questions.
All right. Staff?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Counselor?
This is for staff. Just so for the record, the amendment of the future land use map is going from what to what?
From low density to commercial.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
All right. Good.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1929, Ryan Lehman, Matino Realty Holdings, LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1929? Operator, is there anyone standing by who might like to speak on this application? Change of zone number 1929, Ryan Lehman, Matino Realty Holdings, LLC.
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
See, it'd be the only C3 piece in the area, though, right?
Correct. So the darker red is CR, and the lighter red is C1.
Yeah, it's the old CR. So yeah, so it's essentially going to be all commercial. And I'll tell you, commissioners, this is something we may want to look at on an organic basis on where we've got these parcels that are split like this, because when you look at that, I mean, it backs up to the railroad.
I mean, right. Clearly,
when we did the land use map, we this was not something that came up, and it may be something we should voluntarily revisit rather than on a piecemeal basis. But that's for another day. But
I agree with you on
another one like this.
Yeah, and we've had this is not the first one of these we've had, and so it may be something we want to look in. But with that, if there are no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number.